92.7. On World Mental Health Day, the SA Depression and Anxiety Group is warning that depression remains the leading contributing factor to suicide. According to SADC, on average, 23 people take their own lives here in South Africa every day, and there are also 230 serious suicide attempts. Hot 102.7's Tara Penny has more.
SADC's Cassie Chambers says only 1 in 10 people with a mental health issue have access to treatment in our country.
Those are the kinds of stats we have to work to improve. We need to let people get help before it's too late, because we also know that depression is the leading contributing factor to suicide.
Dr. Mark Heumann is chairman of the SA Medical Association here in Gauteng. He says over the past decade, there's been more understanding of how the failure to treat mental health issues can and does lead to suicide.
And what really changed this massively was when Robin Williams died. He committed suicide. And how a number of my colleagues pointed out that this was a failure of treatment, no different to a failure of treatment of a diabetic dying in a ketoacidosis because they didn't get the treatment that they needed. And when you start to view mental health like that, because it's treatable and it's very treatable nowadays.
Dr. Alicia Porter is a board member of the SA Society of Psychiatrists.
And actually, the suicide rate in men is higher than women, and suicide speaks to untreated mental health problems, really. That's your biggest risk. And if the suicide rate is higher in men, we can extrapolate that there's a lot of untreated mental health issues in men, but they are suffering in a lot of silence.
Anyone wanting to reach out for help can contact SADC's 24-hour call center free of charge. Tara Penny, Hot 102.7 News.
Hot 102.7.